It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Governor Snyder has declared that the city of Allen Park is in a financial emergency that could lead to the appointment of an emergency financial manager. Joining us now is William Matakis, Allen Park's mayor. Mayor Matakis, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Why did you oppose that request?
Well, the mayor pro tem and myself had gone last year, shortly after the new mayor and council took office, to meet with the Department of Treasury's officials to discuss what we might be doing, and they seemed to be receptive to the fact that we could get through without the necessity of an intervention by the state. And the first plan that we had didn't work. We tried a second plan. It didn't work, and we're now on a third plan, and this one seems to be working, although it still has one big issue, and that is, will the citizens support a $4 million millage November 8th of this year?
Now, you do have the option to challenge the state's findings.
Yes.
Is that something you plan to do?
I'm going to recommend to the council that they do that. I think that we should avail ourselves of every opportunity to tell the state our story and the things that have developed. Certainly, they were advised that certain things were going on, and those things have now, many of them, come to fruition, which are favorable to the city's financial position.
But the biggest outstanding issue is that millage you're planning to ask for. And if that falls through, what would that mean for the city?
Well, that would leave us a shortfall of about $3 million, or half of the deficit. We're in the process of negotiating now with our two largest unions, which would help us get there further, but we're not going to get $3 million in concessions out of the two, you know, the police and fire unions. That would be impossible. I mean, their total budget for those two groups, I think, is about $9 million, so you'd be hard put to take 33% of their pay and benefits from them. And no EM that I know of has done that in the state. They've asked for, you know, concessions and imposed them, but they haven't been nearly that large.
How do you talk to Allen Park residents about this issue and convince them that having a state takeover isn't the right decision?
Well, of course, you know, I ran as a mayor, and I ran against at least one of my opponents who thought an EM was the way for us to make our way to a better financial future. And I got elected, and he didn't. And so I think any city that has an EM has suffered a tremendous erosion in how people view that city as a place that they want to come and raise families or conduct their businesses or do anything in the city. And so I just feel that an EM is a very harmful thing for the future of a city. It just has, I don't see any city in Allen Park that has rebounded from having an EM.
There have been reports that at the heart of the city's financial woes is an investment in a movie studio in the city. How does that fit into the financial state of the city right now?
Well, it is responsible for almost half the deficit because the bonds that were issued require us to pay $2.6 million a year in principal and interest payments, and those have to come from the general fund because that property has not generated any sales of the vacant land, or we're not generating enough rental income on the developed portions in order to pay that obligation. So there's no doubt that it is the single biggest problem that we're facing. If we didn't have that, the things that we've done now would balance our budget this year and for next year, and the state would say, you know, go in peace. You've done your job.
Considering the fact that you ran on a platform of keeping state intervention out of Allen Park, mm-hmm. What has this been like for you?
Well, it's certainly a very large disappointment. I've lived in this city my entire 72 years, so I thought I had a pretty good feeling for citizenry, and that when they elected me and they understood that they had to pay the bill for the cost of the acquisition of that 104 acres, that was not something that we could ever balance by getting concessions from the employees. It's just not any reasonable way that we can do that.
William Matakis is mayor of Allen Park. Mr. Mayor, thank you for your time.
Thank you.